The book of St. Luke in the 21st chapter.
To you, O Lord.
Jesus says these words. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth distress among nations confused by the roaring of the sea and waves. People with faint with fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Then he told him a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. I want to start this new year in an entirely different place, because I found this as I was working on the text this past week. Spoiler alert. Okay. This is one of five riddles. I'll tell you where it comes from shortly. Here's the riddle. This thing, all things devours, birds, beasts, trees, flowers, gnaws iron, bites steel, grinds hard stones to meal, slays kings, ruins towns, and beats mountains down. What is it? I'll let you think about that for a minute. Yes, I will give you an answer, I promise. This is one of five riddles that's in The Hobbit. Gollum is asking Bilbo for answers. And the deal is, you either answer correctly or your lunch. That's fairly stark. It gets your attention in a hurry. However, this is what Jesus is about here. This is what's going on, and it's a very stark contrast. And I've had people for the last at least 7 to 10 years going, now, Pastor. And I keep going, wait for it. I like Martin Luther's answer to this one. When he was asked what he would be doing on the last day that the earth existed, he said, I'll be planting trees, just doing what I'm always doing. And that's what we should be about, is doing what we need to be doing. Now, Jesus says, now is the time. Now is the place. Now you need to prepare, pay attention. And you'll notice he does it in two ways. He gives them what we call in the church, fancy word for your day, the apocalyptic version. This is what it's going to look like. It's in other places, by the way, if you really want to have a look at it. It's in many places in the Bible. Revelation chapters 17 to 21, for example, there's a vision. On the other hand, Ezekiel 37 gives you a different vision of what the Lord can be about. Or, for example, take a look at Daniel. Never mind the ones you really know. Take a look at Daniel 13, for instance. There's all kinds of this going on. And Jesus goes, pay attention. This is going to happen soon. Now, you need to be alert. You need to be awake. And it's really easy to fall asleep. Really quite simple. Because I've heard it, I've heard it, I've heard it. I had that reaction happen in my household this past week. I said to our youngest, hey, by the way, do you know there's a new variant? He went, yeah. Well, he's tired of a new variant, and yet we have a new variant. And it spreads quickly, according to what we hear so far. But you see, it's easy to fall asleep because I've heard it, and I've heard it, and I've heard it. Now, what the world has not heard is the world has not heard this. The world has not heard the coming of the Son of Man, the coming of God into the world again in power, the coming of God in might, the coming of God in glory. The coming of God, and that's what we're preparing for right now in Advent, is God walking in. God walking in. We are the only religion, dear friends, that has this faith, that has God incarnate in our midst. The only one. And we've got time. About 2 minutes. That's because I'm getting older. Well, it picks up speed as you get older. Ask some of the more senior members here. They'll go, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Yep. It goes by so fast. My father got to the point in his life where he says, I just get the presents paid for. I got to go out and buy a new bunch. Well, that's the way he felt about how fast his year moved. We have just shy of a month to be ready for the coming, the celebration of God arriving in our world. We have time. By the way, that's the answer to the riddle. Time. I won't give you the other four. You can read them in The Hobbit, but they're there. And Jesus says, now. Are you listening for the kingdom of God? Amen.